Hey, School of Travel listeners, today I'm going to be sharing 9 simple ways to instantly step up your travel game. Now, I'm on the road a lot for both work and fun, and while I'm grateful and love it, spending so much time in hotels and airports can certainly wear on you. So through a lot of trial and error, I have found several services and tactics that can make everything much more comfortable and enjoyable. These are all super simple and you can take action on them immediately, and it's especially helpful if you're a business traveler. So let's dive in. Number 1, secure lounge access. Having fast Wi-Fi, free food and drinks, and plenty of seating is a lifesaver when you're spending a couple hours a week in an airport. So with the Amex Platinum credit card, you can get Centurion, Delta, and Priority Pass lounges. The Chase Sapphire Reserve will also give you lounge access. But if you don't have any of those credit cards, get Priority Pass. You'll be able to use lounges throughout the year, or you can use Lounge Buddy to get an individual day pass at a lounge. But that makes the time in the airport so much more enjoyable. That's a perfect segue to number 2, which is to choose your credit card wisely. Now, I have a recent episode about choosing the right credit card for travel, so I won't go too far into detail on this, but this is a no-brainer. It will instantly give you a lot of points for every dollar you spend to use on future travel, but also can give you a lot of perks and upgrades that make the travel process so much better. So you'll likely get the lounge access that I talked about. The Amex Platinum and Chase Sapphire Reserve and a lot of the top credit cards will also help you out with things like credit that you can use for free drinks on your flight or checked bags. They will also cover usually trip insurance if things go wrong. The Amex Platinum, which is my favorite, gives you automatic Hilton Honors Gold and Marriott Bonvoy Gold status. So there's just a lot of great things that come with having the right credit card beyond just the points that you get for future travel redemption. Number 3, shoot for gold status for at least one airline. Now look, I am always biased for trying to find the most convenient flight at the cheapest price, but having gold status when you're going through an airline really is a game changer. So you get an express line for both check-in and security. You also get priority boarding, potential upgrades, and if you have to check luggage, it's usually free. You also get bonus miles every dollar you spend. So instead of getting 1 mile per dollar, for example, you might get 1.25 or 1.5. Now, depending on where you live and what's your home airport, this might be easy, but if you live in a big airport and you have a lot of different airlines to choose from that have different prices, try to at least stick within the alliance. So one of the things that many people don't realize is you don't always have to use the frequent flyer miles number for that specific airline. You can stick within the alliance. So for example, if you're flying British Airways, you can still use your American Airlines Advantage number to keep getting miles for the one airline you pick. But sticking within an airline or within an alliance really does go a long way if the price is marginally different in order to get that status and make your airport experience much more pleasant. Number 4, get service. Literally, the website is getservice.com, and service is, well, a service that is amazing for travelers. So what they do is they have a record of all of your flights that you've been on and all your flights that you're going on based on your email confirmations. And anytime there is a delay or anything that you as a passenger has a right for compensation and reimbursement, they will file a legal letter and a legal complaint on your behalf to the airlines. So many of these rights, you just would have no idea. And even if you did have an idea, dealing with the airline customer service sometimes is such a pain. Airline lines will be miles long, and then if you have to call them, you're on hold for hours, and sometimes you just give up, and I think that's obviously the airline's intention. But when they file a letter on your behalf, the airlines have to respond, and this is especially helpful if you're flying an EU airline or in and out of Europe, as the customer protection is so much better than elsewhere in the world. But I've regularly had situations where I just get a check in the mail for $300. There was one example where my flight from Paris to the US was delayed didn't even seem like that much time. I arrived the next day into the US, didn't think anything of it, except it was just one of those long travel days. And then a month or so later, I get a check in the mail for $1,000 because the three tickets, my ticket, my wife's, and my son's, were all eligible for a $300-something compensation. So literally, you don't have to think about it. It's free. They only take a commission on the money they generate for you. So this is a no-brainer. Sign up for GetService.com, and if you travel a lot, chances are there is something you are owed that you didn't know about. Number five, stay active with a gym or fitness class. Just because you're traveling doesn't mean you can't stay physically active. Maintaining your gym game will help you beat jet lag, de-stress, and improve your mood. Meanwhile, falling off of your gym grind can mess up your daily rhythm and cause sluggishness. And so the easiest way to stay on track, obviously, would be to consider a hotel gym if you're traveling somewhere with a hotel, and actually taking that into consideration as part of your booking process. But if you can't, or you prefer that full gym environment, ask your hotel if they have partnerships with any nearby establishments, which often they do. Also, in major cities, big gym chains, the Equinoxes of the world, typically offer day passes. Though those tend to be limited to the United States. And if you're looking to try something new, explore what kind of gym classes are offered near you or your hotel. You know, there's a lot of like yoga or spin classes that you can get as a one-time pass. ClassPass is a great resource to find different workout classes that are available. And again, when you buy those day passes, they tend to be a little bit more expensive. But it is worth it if you can afford it, as it'll make you feel much better. If you can't afford it, also, and even this is my preference in general, is simply go for runs and walks and use that as a way to explore the city around you, so you can incorporate a lot of your own exploring with a level of fitness activity. Number six, just breeze through airports a little bit faster by getting TSA PreCheck and clear. Now, I understand this usually only applies if you are an American traveling in the United States, but if that's the case, you've no doubt seen the fast track lines at airports and maybe even sworn to yourself you'll sign up on your next trip. So let's hope you do, because TSA PreCheck and clear will definitely save you some time and stress by getting you through airport lines much, much faster. And while the two programs are similar in end result, they do have different functions and are obviously sold separately and do not require one another. So Clear expedites the travel document check-in process, while PreCheck is used to actually speed up the physical screening. So if you're a really active frequent flyer or a business traveler, it's often a great idea to get both. PreCheck usually costs somewhere around $100, and Clear is closer to $200. Although you can usually get a discounted rates through certain frequent flyer programs. Also, check your credit card. If you have one of the credit cards I've mentioned before, like the American Express Platinum, they will actually cover the cost of you getting PreCheck. So you just pay for it and you'll get reimbursed on your credit card statement. So in that case, especially, it's a no-brainer. All right, the next three points are geared towards business travelers. So if you travel a lot for work, you really want to pay attention here. Number seven is maximize your mileage with Rocket Miles. So if you book a hotel on Rocket Miles, you'll actually earn extra points on your hotel stay. So you book through them. They don't have as many options as if you went to Priceline or Booking or Expedia, but they'll have pretty much the exact same price. The only difference is they will gift you extra bonus miles on your favorite airline alliance. So that way, just by doing the normal expense at the normal cost that you would have otherwise done, you also get a personal perk on top of that. Number eight is track your expenses through TravelBank. I've tried a lot of these expense apps for our company, and TravelBank is by far the easiest. So one of the worst parts of traveling is dealing with the aftermath of a trip, if it's a business trip, especially if you haven't been organized, from lost receipts to charge disputes. It's dangerously easy for expenses to pile up, uncategorized and unaccounted for, and you don't want to be scrambling at the end of each month to get your reimbursement for the money that you paid up front. So TravelBank is the easiest and most user-friendly solution to track expenses, generate expense reports, and even book flights and lodging with special corporate rates. So highly, highly recommend them for business travelers. And number nine, make it bleisure. Now look, if you're traveling for work and you're stuck on the road, perhaps the most important thing to do is also find a way to enjoy your trip, have the right attitude, and still be a traveler while you are traveling for work. And that's, of course, easy to do when you're actually making time for having fun. So if you have a little bit of time in between meetings or after meetings, find little things to explore near you. Find good restaurants that you would want to eat at as a tourist, not just as a business traveler. And, you know, not to do a Trip Scout plug, but avoid spending those hours researching hundreds of reviews and tourist traps and those generic financial district lunch spots at Trip Scout. One of the main reasons I created this app is you can easily see where local experts recommend eating and exploring around you. And so whether you have one client dinner that you want to be awesome, or you have a few hours free after meetings, our app will make you feel like you're an insider in the know and only show you what the experts actually recommend based on your budget, persona, and date. So that's it. Whether you're traveling for work or for fun, hopefully these few tips will help you increase your trip satisfaction just a little bit and have a much more enjoyable, comfortable experience. Again, none of these are hard. If you simply take a few intentional steps one weekend to set them up and stick to the plan, your travel experience will be much better and much more pleasant. That's it for today. Stay curious.